Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with a Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
Well, the Steve Cochran Show continues. We thank our friends at MB Financial Bank. Breakfast of the Blackhawk today. Dave, do you know who our special guest is today?
Yes, I do.
Who?
It'll be Dale Weiss, I believe.
Dale Weiss standing by on the phone right now. Good morning, sir.
Hey, how we doing, guys?
Hey, welcome to the team.
Thank you very much.
How's the indoctrination process been? Any hazing in the dressing room?
No. You know what? I think this group is so used to having new guys come in. They do such a good job of making everybody feel welcome. So it's been a quick transition.
You know, you're on a team that has as much talent as any team in any NHL expert's recent memory. It's got to be fun looking around, but is there enough pucks to go around for everybody?
Yeah, you know what? Being from the outside, I always thought this was the most talented team, and then you get a chance to see it up close and in practice every day, how much skill these guys really have. It's a dangerous team. I think, the team concept here is the number one thing. That's obviously why they've had so much success. So there's always enough pucks to go around.
You know, it's funny. I would make the argument, and granted, a bit of a Hawks homer, obviously, but I would make the argument that this team needs more gunners. We don't have, the basketball equivalent of a gunner. Like Ovechkin. Ovechkin gets within 50 feet of a puck. He's swinging. He's shooting. But there's a lot of passing on this team, and, maybe some more shooting.
You know what? I think, it's since I've got here, I think the main thing is they want to possess the puck, and I think, Chicago does it better than any team in the league. When you're playing defense and you're chasing the puck all game, that gets awfully frustrating and it wears team down. So,
sure.
We haven't had a lot of success lately, but when the pucks start going in, then it's dangerous.
And you get a problem with crazy rebounds and things like that can go the wrong way and go the other way. I'm talking with Dale Weiss. It's Breakfast with the Blackhawks, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. We'll get a listener question in a second. Dave, say hi to Dale.
Dale, good morning. When you come over from Montreal, and Montreal got off to a tremendous start this year, and then they tailed off. You come over here and you go from a team that right now looks like they're not going to make the playoffs in the Eastern Conference, and here you're on a team that still is certainly in playoff position, although you got some competition now. But what's it like to go to make a gain like that in the standings and to go from a team that quite frankly was struggling at the time you were dealt to a team that's done so well for so long?
Yeah, you know what? It's pretty wild where you're coming to the rink and it's not tough to find motivation, but you're in a spot where we would have had to went on a pretty incredible run there to even get a chance to get in the playoffs. So you immediately get traded and you come to a contender and, you're fighting for a playoff spot. We're trying to, get as high in the standings as we can. And, it's just a completely different mindset.
You know, you look at a guy like Coach Q too. And I think from an outsider's perspective, you go, man, I'd love to play for that guy, or would I? Is Coach Q an intimidating guy until you get to know him?
From the outside, obviously, I didn't know a lot about him, and to be honest, I didn't watch a lot of Blackhawks games when I was watching hockey, obviously being in the East, so
sure.
I didn't know a lot about him. Seeing his post-game press conference and stuff, he looked like an intimidating guy, but, I think he's look at the success he's had. You don't get that just overnight, so... I think he's a good teacher. He gets the boys motivated. He's really engaged on the bench, and I like that.
You mentioned puck possession. What else are you guys working on to snap out of this mini slump?
Well, I think a little bit of everything. I think with this team, with the success that they had, it's not really changing things. I think it's kind of, as cliche as it is, it just gets down to kind of, puck battles and one-on-one battles and, we start winning some one-on-one battles all over the ice, and pucks will start coming in for us, and we'll have success.
A lot of new faces on this team, including yourself, and not unlike a year ago where the Blackhawks made some moves around the deadline, brought in some new guys, and it kind of took them a while to get acclimated into gel? Do you feel like you and the other guys who have come out of this team are sort of still going through that transitional phase?
Yeah, I think when you have new guys come in, obviously trying to get chemistry online is a big thing. When we've had, three forwards coming to the deadline, playing on all different lines. Obviously, me and Flash have played a little bit together, but not much. You're trying to find some chemistry with some guys, and obviously we've changed the lines a little bit here because we haven't been winning. So I think maybe for Laddie, it might have been easier, obviously being here before and knowing the system and stuff like that. And Flash, first couple games had some success, so it's easy to get acclimated when you have success early. And then, I just think slowly as we get closer to the playoffs here, we'll have some better chemistry in our lines, and that'll make things easier.
Do you move to town alone, or you got family with you?
My family's still in Winnipeg. They didn't come with me.
And that's a tough deal when you're playing, pro sports, because, your family's here. They're not here. Maybe you're on a short-term deal. Maybe you're not. But I hope they come and visit, because you know how special this city is.
Yeah, this is an amazing city. Since I've been here, I've had a lot of time, obviously, just being here by myself to kind of walk around and experience the city a little bit. So, it kind of worked out good. We played Winnipeg twice, so I get to go back there and see them. And I think after next week, once we see them there, I think they'll probably come down with me.
Now, did you and Taves ever cross paths coming up in the Winnipeg area?
Yeah, we played each other a ton when we were younger.
Yeah, I was going to say, you must have played juniors, right?
I played junior. We didn't play each other probably past about 14, because he moved away and went to, where did he go, to Shattuck's, and then he went to college. So just minor hockey. We played against each other quite a bit.
And what type of player was the Taves as a 12-year-old?
Well, at 12 years old, I think he was marked as a can't-miss kid. I think I remember he was on the front page of the paper in Winnipeg one day. He was probably like 10 years old or something. And, he was just heads above every single player that
I right?
could at that age. So not much has changed.
Yeah, and an amazing maturity level for somebody that was a captain as young as he was. Now he's turning into one of the old men on the team. He's a pretty good trash talker. And a lot of people saw that for the first time last year on what was the cable series on Epix? They were getting ready for the
Leading up to the Winter Classic.
Yeah, I forgot what the title was.
Oh, Road to the Winter Classic.
Yeah, Road to the Winter Classic. So everybody saw, Taser's got a little bit of a mouth on him, which was entertaining for some of us. But at 10, could he trash talk at 10?
I don't think he did a lot of trash talking when we were younger. I probably did a little more to him to try to get it off his game a little bit, but I think he kind of just let his play do the talking.
Well, I'm glad you're here, man. We've heard nothing but good things, and I'm glad you're here, and I hope it works out great in these remaining games and into the playoffs, and we'll see what happens, right?
Me too. Thank you very much.
Hey, before you fly, brought to you by MB Financial Bank, Gary from Lamont wants to know, if you could pick any other sport to play professionally, what would it be and why?
I'd definitely be a golfer. The lifestyle. Look at the places they get to go golf. Beautiful weather most of the time. Golfing's a pretty relaxing sport. Probably not as a professional. It's probably a little more stressful, but definitely golf.
How good are you?
I'm not bad. I'm not bad. I got two little kids. I haven't been able to golf as much as I'd like the last couple summers, but I'll get it going here again.
Hockey players generally are good because of the hand-eye, but do you carry a handicap?
I would probably be like a 7 to 10.
Oh, right there, buddy. Yeah. You and me, pal.
There you go.
Let me tell you something. It just became important for you to stay in town. I'm going to get you on every good golf course in town.
Sounds good.
And there's some beauties here. All right, I know you're going to work. Enjoy it, and let's get some wins.
Awesome. Thank you very much, guys.
Thanks.
Thanks, Dale.
Dale Weiss. Nice guy.
Very nice guy. And
yeah. First time we've met him.
They are in Calgary tomorrow night. Then he used to play in Vancouver. They go there Sunday night. He's from Winnipeg. They play Winnipeg on this trip and then Minnesota.
I got a sense Dave was holding back. Do you know something about Dale Weiss that we don't know? Did you notice when I said nice guy and Dave went, well, yeah, very nice guy.
He's okay.
No, he's a really nice guy. No.
I feel like.
I mean, Kevin, I don't feel like we really.
Kevin, you're the sports director of the Rokan show, apparently. Kevin, Kevin, did you hear any sort of hesitation in Dave's voice when I was asking about Dale Weiss?
There was no hesitation.
I trust in all of Dave's deliveries.
Oh, wow.
Well done. But I thought he was a great guy, Dave, not just a really nice guy. I
mean, did you have an ugly incident with Dale Weiss at the airport in Winnipeg?
No, Dale's a great – you know, we just talked to him for a couple of minutes. It's hard to really get to know somebody that quickly.
Maybe it was a golf incident.
Kind of looking forward to being on the golf course with the two of you.
Does he owe you money? Does Dale Weiss owe you money? Is
no,
that what's
Dale
going on?
Does not owe me money, but thanks for asking.
Dale's listening on the radio going, I thought that went well. What's going on?
No. See, you're just causing trouble, as usual.
Dale seems like a great guy. Have him back
yes,
anytime.
Yes, he did. Absolutely.
All right, easy. Don't overdo it.